The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, will not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Now we've established a trend. We've been through more than one segment in a row. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at Reactive Gunworks. One of the most, and you know what, you never hear it anywhere else. Every day, as you and I go out into the world, somewhere between 2,500 and 6,000 times, people are going to use a gun to defend themselves. And we know this based upon studies and everything, but everything, even from our side, remains largely faceless, and no details or anything to this. But one of my friends decided to do something about that. Fresh off of his other industry trip that he was on, I'm joined again by, from the Polite Society podcast, from Ammo Land, from ClashDaily.com, and from his latest podcast that we're going to talk about now, I am joined again by Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I want you to write this down. It's Self-Defense Gun Stories.
Self-defense gun stories. I have it committed to memory. My mind's like a rusted steel trap. Self-defense gun stories. Self-defense gun stories.
It's great to be with you again. I was afraid we were going to come up with a new edition of the Bill Frady Unplugged show. All acoustic, you talking out of your back door, and I'd yell to you from here.
Well, we're at the same mercies that you guys have to be at Polite Society. Power's got to be on. That's it. We don't have, our requirements are not that stringent. Power, internet, we're good to go. And I'm pretty sure that it wasn't, you know, I think the local power authority in Minnesota around where Genesis was decided to test their lines.
The wrong
without taking the time. Well, don't you think you would tell somebody like a radio station that, hey, do you need this power? Because we're just sort of testing the lines and we're improving the grid for your convenience. But they didn't tell anybody. We were all sitting around scratching our heads. But that's okay because now we know and we're up and we're live. And now we can hear about some self-defense gun stories. So, Rob Morse.
It's been great, Bill. We've just come out with the 9th episode? We come out with a new episode each week. Each time we have a new self-defense instructor along to talk about what happened within the previous days, previous week. And really, it's your audience. I mean, Hillary Clinton lies about gun owners. We've got a million new gun owners every month. That means you and I have to tell the truth every week, go over the simple truth over and over again. I talk about what ordinary citizens, ordinary armed civilians, do to save themselves and their family. I also encourage them to get some training and to listen to shows like yours. Shall I jump into the first example?
Sure. We got about we got four minutes and 30 seconds. Let's see.
Let's see how far we get before we break.
Right.
In this case, a 22-year-old woman was walking across a parking lot from a store late at night. A guy walks up. Uh-oh. He demands her purse. Then two of his buddies quickly cross the parking lot, and now it's three against one.
Hmm.
She takes half a step back, puts her hand on her purse, and draws her firearm from her purse. Uh-oh. The three men ran. She stayed and called police. You and I often read about stories that are home invasions, but actually away from home is a more dangerous place to be attacked. It happens much more frequently. Think about it. If guys go out and look for a victim, they look for someone who's out in public, typically alone, meaning at the edge of a crowd, and we help them, really. We come out from a store with our hands full of packages, maybe a kid in one arm and groceries in the other. We've effectively made ourselves helpless. But we can learn. And we can learn even from this example. We're also held hostage because we don't want to insult anybody. I know you've talked about this before. It takes training. I don't even think it takes bravery. It takes training to say, stop, that's too close. We don't do that to friends. We don't do it to strangers. But if we're concerned about our safety and the safety of our family, we have to learn how to do it. That's part of firearms training these days. Think of it. Everybody, when they get a gun, thinks they need to go to the range and learn how to practice. They also have to learn how to say stop. They have to learn how to take out the phone and call the police. You've talked about second call defense. They have to learn what to tell the police and what to be quiet about until they've talked to their lawyer. What do you think of that, Bill?
I agree with that. They have to get used to the steps, you know. And one of the advantages military has over civilians is they beat those steps into people's heads.
That's right.
And it, in the beginning, it largely becomes simply a matter that the old thing. They show it in every military movie I've ever seen, from the Green Berets to Starship Troopers. There's always some salty sergeant that you know is going to die 5 seconds after they hit the deck. But before he dies, he gets out there and says, remember your training. And that's really what it boils down to, is letting that thing click in your head and go. So,
well, we have to have something in our head, because on-the-job training is really, really slow. And when we're accosted, it's too late to start. So is any one of those steps difficult? Absolutely not. But when you and I, if we'd never taken any training, never thought about the problem, never reviewed it after we've had training, we're going to be caught flat-footed like deer in the headlights. The joke the other day was, wait a minute, look at all the things you have to take. You need a gun. You need a free hand. You want a flashlight in one pocket and a cell phone in the other. Pretty soon you're wearing cargo pants. But that's the reality of it.
I look at it. We've got about 30 seconds, so let me just sum it up this way. I see all of these everyday carries.
Right.
And for me, I published one on everydaycarry.com, and somebody got on to me because I had two spare magazines, and I sort of felt like saying, so you have a limit as far as what you're willing to go. And I was carrying a Glock 19, you know, double stack magazines. But I do that. I carry that way, and it... The main thing about it is, whether you got the flashlight, the mobile phone, any of those other things, you got to have a gun. That's item number one. Coming up on the first break, Rob Morse, when we get back, more from him. Find his stuff at the slowfacts.wordpress.blog. Is that right?
Slowfacts.wordpress.com.
.com. There we go. That's where he writes as well. We'll be right back.
Yancey Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Yancey Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Yancey Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to yancearms.com. Now it's out in the open. Yancey Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
But coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at Reactive Gunworks. Joining us again with more self-defense gun stories. Because I got it right that time. Is Rob Morse.
Thanks, Bill. In our second story,
yes,
there's a similarity with the one I just mentioned. They're both women. Neither had to pull the trigger to stop the attack, but both had to present their firearm. In this case, this woman was attacked in her home. Two men in their late to mid-20s rang the bell at her front door. They rang a number of times. She didn't recognize the men, so she didn't answer or open the door. They went around to the back of her home. They entered her screen porch and then kicked in her back door. Fortunately, they'd given her time to have a firearm with her, and she was standing inside her home with her pistol pointed at the two intruders. They looked up, saw the situation, turned around and ran.
One of those sobering moments.
Yeah, you and I have been at the range where you very politely say to the person next door, I understand it's unloaded, please point it in another direction. You and I never want to see the business end of a firearm.
I don't know what you call the phenomena, but when I've always been of the impression that when you're looking at that, whether it's a .22 or an .88 Magnum, the end of it looks like a drainage ditch pointing at your...
That's exactly right. There is no caliber with which you want to be shot. Someone pointed out the other day that being shot in the gut was not necessarily a lethal wound. We talked about that as well. It turns out it's one of the most lethal places you can shot, but it's not immediately incapacitating. And that's what people need to learn. Think of it. You think when you get a gun, you need to be safe, you need to learn how to shoot. Nobody told you that you need to learn how to be aware and think on your feet. This woman stopped two attackers bursting through her back door, and she didn't pull the trigger. She said, I can stop them, I can stop them, they're far enough, I can stop them. And fortunately for all concerned, they changed their mind. She didn't fire through the door. She didn't fire as they ran. That shows some discipline, and probably she thought it through before it happened to her.
Yeah, you would think that had to be the case. The that whole not shooting, a lot of people don't understand just exactly how important that is. That when they tuck tail and go.
Oh, but Bill, and you have, and that's what I try and bring my listeners up to speed on. We need the absolute conviction. That our life and our family's life is worth protecting. We also need to know that as soon as our lives are not in danger, we don't pull the trigger, because that's the difference between self-defense and it could become murder. We can't let our emotions get involved. We can't say, gosh, I'm angry at this person. It's insane, but literally, if somebody walks in, grabs something out of the corner of my room, breaks into my house and runs... Let them go. I don't care what it is. I don't need it. On the other hand, if they approach a member of my family, it's got to stop right there.
Yeah, there has to be a jumping off point, doesn't there? There has to be the point where you commit.
Well, and more than that, there has to be a pre-considered point where you commit. Because if you're busy thinking about it, you're way behind what's happening. Isn't that strange? We want somebody to keep their mind in the game. And to do that, they have to think about the problems they'll face ahead of time. We want them to rehearse the situation. without rehearsing the solution. They have to make the solution fit the particular events as they unfold.
Right.
Let's another example. This one out of gun unfriendly California. In this case, a jewelry store owner knew that he was in a high-risk occupation. He was very friendly to his customers, but of course he had a door that locked. He had to buzz people through. There's enough gang activity. He'd seen other stores robbed. He opens the door for an individual, walks in with a sack. The guy who enters, the potential customer, pulls a gun out of the sack and starts a robbery. I thought that being friendly was a matter of personality. A store owner described it differently to me. He says, it's an interview. Hi, how are you? How can I help you today? If the person smiles, looks towards you, you see their hands are open, their entire countenance is open. Or even they go, just a minute, there's something here, and I'm really studying this. This looks just like what I wanted to get for my wife. Then they pass the interview process. They scowl, they reach into the shopkeeper is focused on the customer as they come in. When they see a gun, the guy says it's a robbery. The store owner shot. He had a firearm of his own, shot one time. It sounds like it was abrupt. It was anything else, really. This particular criminal had recently been released from prison. He was out on parole. He'd committed two robberies, an armed home invasion, and two murders where an elderly couple were murdered during a home invasion. This innocent man, this innocent storekeeper, had never fired a gun in anger, and yet within seconds, he sized up the situation and protected his own life. He called police. He stayed on the scene. There was video showing what happened. He did all the right things. What's even strange to me, he probably was not portrayed as a reluctant hero in the news media. It was portrayed as a tragedy, but this man saved his life. He probably prevented other people from being attacked in this way.
Indeed. We'll be right back. More Self-Defense Gun Stories with Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
These examples are actual facts. We defy anyone to actually even find these things because it takes a specialist. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
ReactiveGunworks.com. For more, joined again for more self-defense gun stories, again by Rob Morse. And I made fun of it last time when I got it right, Rob, because how many times have we done this now?
We've done it at least 3 or 4 times, Bill.
I mean, you know, it would be really easy to get Clash Daily wrong because it could go either way. A lot of people, I've seen it. The Daily Clash, I love it. Yeah, it's Clash Daily. And I don't get that wrong, am I?
Self-DefenseGunStories.com. Go there and leave a message for me, Bill. That way I'll know you got it right.
Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and all these other fun places you get them as well. All right. What have you got next? Have you now? And it doesn't matter if you don't, but do you have one where they actually had to shoot somebody?
Sadly, I do. Notice that in the previous two stories, the people were able to get to their firearm before they were attacked. In one case, in the parking lot example, she was carrying off body, but within immediate reach. This story is a little sadder because the couple had to get to their firearm. Here's how it plays out. It happened in Mississippi a few weeks ago. An escaped murderer and rapist had broken out of prison about a week. He'd been out in the public. This father, about 30 years old, was putting his 5-year-old son into the car very early in the morning. It was a weekday. I assume he's taking him to daycare or something like that. The attacker walks into the garage, puts a knife to the man's throat, forces him and his son back into the home. He tied up the husband and wife. At one point, the wife was able to, they were being held in the bathroom. She was able to escape as the husband fought with the intruder. The husband is stabbed in the shoulder. The wife runs to the family firearm that's secured in another room. She comes back, shoots the intruder. The man escapes the bathroom. The wife starts to untie the man so that they can leave the house with their child. The intruder comes back out. The man picks up the gun and shoots the intruder, the murderer. They then leave the home with their child. They survive, although the couple are injured. The man is stabbed. He needs some stitches.
Right. That's reality,
awesome.
Though. But that's reality whenever you're in one of these. It's never going to be like it is in TV. You're going to, unfortunately, take some lumps. And unfortunately, he'll heal. He'll have to deal with what's happened, though.
Thank goodness they had a gun. There's no question at all that it was necessary. Watch how this would play out differently for you, Bill.
Covered all those bases.
But suppose, it's in the trivial things almost.
Right.
You walk out of your house yelling and screaming, calling for your neighbors to call the police. You don't have anywhere to put the gun. The cops show up, and this poor man has a gun in his hand. There's a saying we now carry around on the Polite Society podcast, pants on, gun on. Then the gals that we have on say, what a skirt do? You go, yes, yes, that's not the point. The point is, the wonderful thing about on-body carry is it gives you a place to put the firearm.
Right.
Because when the cops roll up, the good news is they're not in the house. You're no longer in the house. Their police are given an address. They can come charging in and find the rapist, murderer, escaped prisoner, all that. They don't find you standing over a wounded man with a gun in your hand. You're outside, holstered. You walk up to them, explain that you're armed. You're the victim. What do you want? What do they want you to do now? But if you hadn't been told that, it's so natural to run up to the police and ask for help with a gun. Oh, my goodness.
That's a bad scene. That's a bad scene.
But it's entirely understandable. And if you've had a chance to think about it from the other side, you go, it's really a bad idea. As soon as you see flashing lights, put the gun down someplace you can find it, and then follow instructions. In this case, it was very obvious who needed medical attention. The assailant turned out he died, and that's terrible. Now you've killed somebody in your home. You may well want to move. You're probably emotionally scarred from the event anyway.
Well, what happens, and I can tell you this from experience, what happens every time you see that part of the house where it might have happened.
Exactly.
Every time you walk through that corridor you had to walk through to get to it in the first place, it's a reminder. It's a subtle reminder. You have to come to terms with that. You have to come to terms with that, and you have to put that aside. You have to be able to deal with that because it's never going to go away, and it's never going to change. You can't run that clock back and play that over.
But what's amazing, let's turn that on its head. Imagine you'd thought of protecting your family over and over. You could well remember that this is the place where you saved your family's life.
Right. Well, the first thing I'm going to do if I ever get in one of those where I have to pull the triggers, I'm going to go ahead and get the help right away. I'm going to come to grips with this just as fast as it happens.
Right.
And I'm not going to sit around and tear the filter off of a lucky strike and go, all right, that's another toe tag for this bozo. Let's go. Tubbs, pull the Ferrari around. I won't be doing that, but I will be, coming to grips with it, because you do have to come to grips with it. There's really no choice. If you're going to carry, if you don't think you can, I would go so far as to say, stop carrying a gun.
That's right. That's right. Well, every time you listen to these stories, every time you imagine it happening to you, every time you review firearm safety, you go to the range, you study literally what to tell the police. Have you picked up a cell phone and thought of the words you'd have to say? Better yet, you and your wife say them to each other, because you just in talking to your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whoever, you'll get mumble mouth. And you'll say, wow, I need to practice what to say. What do I say first? All of that inoculates you from being overwhelmed during the event. Do we have time for another one, Bill? What's left?
We're coming up on the next break. We have another segment after this, and then we do have another segment. SelfDefenseGunStories.com, The Polite Society Podcast, Ammo Land, Flash Daily, and SlowFacts.wordpress.com. That's where you can find all of the Rob Moore's fare that is available out there. When he's not running around learning how to choke perfectly good oil out of a perfectly good rock. That's where you were last week, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I love that you're going after the fossil fuel. I love that. We'll be right back. More self-defense gun stories. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
It's the primary reason I carry it. Well, it's the only reason I carry a gun, really. Certainly not because I think it's cool and comfortable. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Joining me again one more time before we flip over into the next hour is Rob Moore, Self-Defense Gun Stories. As we're talking about this stuff, what do you got for us as we do the Hail Mary, the let's go, the swan song, whatever you want to call it?
Well, maybe we can get into this one. Was a very reluctant gun owner. It was just after 9 p.m. He heard somebody banging on his door and trying to get in. The guy's an apartment resident. He calls the police. He repeatedly told the intruder, hey, I don't know what you're doing. It's the wrong place. Finally, the guy breaks through the window and starts to climb into the apartment. He gets shot. The intruder runs away. The apartment owner stays there. The police show up just in the amount of time to catch the guy. He's not really going anywhere. You don't. It's very few people who have bullet holes in them, you know, successfully escape the being arrested. It's kind of a giveaway.
But yeah, that whole needing medical care thing. It's not really like they. Nobody really knows off-site a failed doctor who's now a veterinarian that'll sew you up and send you on your way.
Right. But the guy did everything he could to keep from shooting. He's talking to the guy, going away. He's called police. He has no place to back up. Now, there's a very similar story. A female, again, heard someone breaking into her home. At the front door this time, not the window, doesn't recognize the intruder, doesn't talk to him. She goes to her bedroom, closes the door. She goes to her closet, has her firearm, gets in the closet. The intruder breaks through the front door. The sad thing about this, and the frightening thing, he didn't then ransack the home and leave. He went into the bedroom. He then opens the closet door. I was thinking, my gosh, I'd rather be in a bedroom when I still have distance from an intruder. But think of this. You don't want to go to the intruder. You want to make them come to you. And a closet, at least every closet that I've been in, has one way in. An intruder has to come through what people call a fatal funnel. If anybody ever talks about looking through a home to try and find an intruder, it scares anybody who's studied it to go through a doorway when they know that someone could be on the other side holding a gun, because they know right where you have to go and where you have to be. She shoots the intruder. He runs away. Police arrive and catch him. But she had the presence of mind to call the police. She had the presence of mind to go to her bedroom, to go to her closet. Now think about it. If you had good locks on your doors, they'll never stop anybody, but they may buy you another couple minutes for the police to get there. If you have internal doors that are more than two thin sheets of plywood, it may buy you another couple minutes, and together, that might be enough. What do you think, Bill? Sounds familiar?
It does. It does. It's just, you know, trying to get people. It's not. Do you ever sometimes feel like some of the stuff we do, we're preaching to the choir? Most of the people that listen to what we talk about are already doing it, and we'll read about somebody else that's never heard of me or you. They'll have something horrific happen to them because they don't know those things.
There are a million new gun owners every month. I'm not trying to turn them into high-speed, no-drag ninjas. I don't want them to be elite forces. I want them to take the dust off the firearm and learn to handle it. I want them to think through the problems before they experience them. Because it's doable. And I give them examples week after week after week of people just like them, just like you and I, who've done it. I have examples. I didn't bring them up. We'll save them for next time. 1 week was all no shoots. 1 week, everybody had to use the firearm to stop a threat. Another week, everybody had a child they were protecting. It's real life. It's the way it comes. It doesn't come in prepackaged pieces like we think it's going to be. We have to adapt to the way it befalls us. And that's doable. That's eminently doable.
Let me ask you a question. You have self-defense instructors that come on there as your guest right now. Are these guys pulling apart these instances and doing a critique as far as what the defender did?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Each week we take the examples. We not only talk about what the defender did right, some of the things he might have done better. Usually there's not enough information to say that was clearly right or wrong, but we talk about some of the options they might have had to consider. As well, we say, what I keep bringing up and my instructors keep telling me, how hard would it be for a student to learn those skills so that they had a chance to rehearse these before it happened? Bill, retreating to a closet, do you know to bring your flashlight? You do if you think about it. Do you have night sights on your gun? Do you know that you can point instinctively with enough accuracy to safely shoot at someone at the distance from the back of the closet to the front? Because that round will go somewhere. Are you aware, and it varies absolutely depending on how your home's built, I have a brick facade on my house that will stop pistol rounds. I used to live in a house that was stucco. Bullets are going to sail right through it. It makes a difference. And it's not hard to imagine how that changes what you do, but it's definitely something you need to think about before it happens.
Yep. I think about it. every time I'm walking around the house. It'll just flit into my head, and it's a sad circumstance. But it will flit into my head, and I'll be thinking, what about this? What about that? Most houses are not really cover. So, I mean, they're concealment, but they're not covers. So,
right.
And I don't know how low I can get. So I've taken all of that. I've taken all of that into consideration when it comes to certain things. Now, layers of walls may do some slowing down and redirecting, and that's part and parcel of my plan to, you know, head straight and left and hopefully put a bunch of layers between me and them. But sooner or later, I'm going to have to fight back. And that's everything I do. You're talking about gaining 5-6 seconds here and there. That's all designed for me to pull the weapon up, get a good shot, and go for it. So
you just brought up a very important point that thinking about it, it may not make you much better shot. Thinking about it may buy you time. That time may actually tell you to stop. The intruder is no longer a threat. We're trying to slow the process down ahead of time, break it apart, so that when seconds count, you have all the time you need. And really, that's doable. We do it all the time when we drive. But there was a time when we were learning to drive and we were overwhelmed in a parking lot. Well, you get over that with practice.
Yep.
You carry every day. I carry every day. It's second nature to me now how to load, unload, carry, present, conceal. But there are millions of new gun owners for whom this is a surprise. We want to bring them into it, Jeff.
We will do it again next week. Rob Morse, if he's not on the road, that is. SelfDefenseGunStories.com, new podcast. Go check it out. Rob, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
My pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, Prepping and Gear with Paul Fitzek. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.